the railway children. When we climbed the slopes of the cutting, we were eye level with the white cups of the telegraph poles and the sizzling wires. Like lovely freehand, they curved for miles east and miles west beyond us, sagging under their burden of swallows. We were small and thought we knew nothing worth knowing. We thought words traveled the wires in the shiny pouches of raindrops, each one seeded full with the light of the sky, the gleam of the lines, and ourselves, so infinitesimally scaled, we could stream through the eye of a needle. The spoon bait. So a new similitude was given us, and we say, the soul may be compared unto a spoon bait that a child discovers beneath the sliding lid of a pencil case, glimpsed once and imagined for a lifetime, risen and free and spooling out of nowhere, a shooting star going back up the darkness. It flees him and it burns him all at once, like the single drop that Dives implored, falling and falling into a great gulf. Then exit, the polished helmet of a hero laid out amidships above scudding water. Exit, alternatively, a toy of light reeled through him upstream, snagging on nothing. Little story. The annals say, when the monks of Clonmacnoise were all at prayers inside the oratory, a ship appeared above them, in the air. The anchor dragged along behind so deep it hooked itself into the altar rails. And then, as the big hull rocked to a standstill, a crewman shinned and grappled down the rope and struggled to release it, but in vain. This man can't bear our life here and will drown, the abbot said, unless we help him. So they did. The freed ship sailed, and the man climbed back out of the marvelous as he had known it. Thank you.